Now, interestingly enough, one of the things that we know again is that Miss Winfrey is very, very wealthy. I'm telling you, this lady is doing an outstanding job of, well, amassing a fortune. She's, well, what all does she have? Where's her money coming from? All right, how about this? Let's take a look at some of the things that she's got going. Man, I'm impressed. Okay, Oprah Winfrey. How about OWN? The Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. Started in 2011 thereabouts? And she launched that in partnership with Discovery Communications. I tell you what, and some people were, you know, that first year or two, things were rough, no doubt. Things were really, really rough. And a lot of people were saying, well, you know what, she's not going to make it. She did well with her talk show, but, you know, that's a talk show and a TV network are two different things. I definitely understood where they were coming from, and especially in light of the fact that things were really rough. And people were looking at how rough things were. But I kept saying, well, you know, the business is still young. Give her 3 to 5 years. I believe Oprah is going to turn this around, and she's going to be doing very, very, very well. That network is going to succeed. She's doing it. Her share of OWN is worth about $75 million. How about The Oprah Show? Doing very well. Some people are thinking that profits from over 25 years of that show, plus profits from films like, excuse me, I had to sneeze and I didn't want to sneeze in your ears, The Color Purple, Beloved, Selma, add up to nearly $2 billion. That's after taking out estimated taxes. They're thinking that Harpo is likely worth another $150 million. So, that said, who are they saying is the first black businesswoman to own a billion-dollar company? Let me tell you whose name comes up over and over in a number of places. In a number of places. You might find it on CNBC. You might find it Black Enterprise. A number of places. Janice Bryant-Howroyd. First black woman to break the billion-dollar revenue threshold when her staffing solution firm, Act One, hit number 3 on the 2011 Industrial Service Companies list with $1.4 billion in revenues. Remember now, it was 2011, thereabouts, when Oprah Winfrey launched her network. And that same year is the year that Janice Bryant-Howroyd had a company that had $1.4 billion in revenues. Janice Bryant-Howroyd, described as being self-confident, willing to take risks, and combines with that faith, and say that it served her extremely well in a multi-billion-dollar staffing industry. She's founder and CEO of Act One Group. First black woman to own a billion-dollar company. And check this out now. Remember what I shared with you? She's not only the CEO of this company, she's also the founder of the company. So this is truly a black-owned company that she herself owns, not saying solely, but she truly owns, and it is $1 billion company, the nation's largest certified woman minority owned full service staffing agency on a local and global level. Act One is also a BE 100 company. Black Enterprise's annual listing of the nation's largest black-owned businesses. She smashed the 10-figure mark after leading her firm through shaky economic times, conquering racial stereotypes and other barriers over a 40-year period. We're talking about somebody with tenacity here, ladies and gentlemen. She's become one of the industry's top executives and a huge inspiration for many black entrepreneurs. And I've got to agree. I like the fact that they say she is a huge inspiration for many black entrepreneurs. Notice, this is what I'm, let me share with you what I'm emphasizing by sharing with you what they did not say. They did not say she's a huge inspiration for black female entrepreneurs. They said she's an inspiration for black entrepreneurs, which means male and female. And I love that. I've shared before that I think it's great that we can be inspired by someone who is of a different gender. Shouldn't matter. A different ethnicity. Shouldn't matter. Different nationality. Shouldn't matter. Different background. When I'm talking, say background here, I'm talking about social class, etc. None of that should matter. I think that it is important that we discover whether or not that person is a person of integrity and employs sound business practices combined with great ethics. I think all that's important. And I felt that way all my life. I was saying that in the 1980s, 1990s, because that's how I felt even before then. Hey, are the people practicing good ethics? Do they have good morals? And I can tell you, I would much rather learn from a person who's been in business for 8 years and their business is worth $200,000. They have great ethics than be mentored by someone who has poor ethics and has a $3 million business. Not saying I wouldn't try to learn anything from both, but I'd be more excited about learning from the one who has good morals, good principles, good ethics, truly has them, lives them, practices them. So many people say they have good morals and they don't. They know right from wrong, but they practice the wrong. They don't have good morals. And they're so quick to lie and say they do have them. Anyway, Janice Bryant Howroyd. Let's learn some more about her and her billion-dollar business when we come back. Well, hold on. Let's stay where we are for just a few, and then we'll come back. I want to ask you, if you had an opportunity to learn from someone who could really help you in your business, would it matter to you what their gender was? Would it matter to you what their ethnicity was? What would really matter to you? I mean, I'm not asking you to think like I think. I'm simply asking you, what would really matter to you? This lady has become one of the industry's top executives. She's also an author, a mentor, educator, ambassador, and speaker. And she's reflected on how her parents and the late, how many of you thought of this lady? Madam C.J. Walker. Yes, the hair care entrepreneur and the first self-made black female millionaire in the U.S. These people were major forces and big role models for her as a businesswoman of color. I'm still impressed, as are many of you, by Madam C.J. Walker, having come up in the time that she came up in and accomplished all that she accomplished. Amazing. Known as JBH to confidants, Howroyd has invested millions to create one of the industry's most advanced technology and talent platforms. Her firm's offers include employee background checks to executive travel management among services to Fortune 500 companies and others. She's found a niche in leading her teams to build business success based on the ability to connect great companies with great talent. I tell you what, that's largely what it's about. Act One operates in 19 countries, serves more than 17,000 clients, and has over 2,800 employees. The company is based in Torrance, California, and is number two on the 2017 BE100's list with annual revenue of $2.8 billion. In 2016, Hardwood was appointed by former President Barack Obama as a member of the President's Board of Advisors on Historically Black Colleges and Universities, HBCUs. That same year, Hardwood received Black Enterprise's A.G. Gaston Lifetime Achievement Award. A lot of you remember A.G. Gaston was an insurance magnate. 4 years earlier, Act One Group was named the BE100's Company of the Year in 2012. Yet, Hardwood's success did not come without sweat and hard work. She was born in the 50s in Tarboro, North Carolina, the fourth of 11 children. She was among the first Black students as a teen to desegregate her town's previously segregated high school. And you'd have to think, man, that was pretty exciting, right? To be the first Black person, one of the first Black students to desegregate the town's segregated high school. Well, it depends. It worked well at the school that I attended in high school, Glen Hills High School. In fact, before that, it worked well at the elementary school I was attending when it was desegregated. Now, in elementary school, the school that I was attending had white elementary school students bused over to our school. So we were actually there first, and white students mixed in with us. It was a little tense for the first maybe couple of weeks. But once we got to know each other and we began to realize that first and foremost, regardless of our color of our skin, we were all human and all had very, very common interests, very common challenges, human challenges. We began to really relax. I was cool with it from the beginning because, as I told you, I've always loved diversity. And I guess I was maybe 9 years old or thereabouts at that time. Let me see, how old was I? Maybe 11 years old. Yeah, I was probably 11 because I think we were in the sixth grade when that school was integrated. And so by then, 11 years old, thereabouts, I was loving diversity from the age of six. And so I had 5 years to not only love diversity, but truly welcome the news that white students were going to be coming to our school. I'm telling you, we got along well. It was time for us to graduate from elementary school to high school, because as I've shared with you before, then the school I was attending, district that we were in, we went straight from elementary school to high school. We graduated elementary school in the seventh grade. Well, didn't technically graduate, but we finished up elementary school in the seventh grade, started high school in the eighth grade. So for us, there was no junior high. There was no middle school. We just went straight from elementary to high school. For the most part, the transition to high school was a good one. There were a few glitches here and there early on. Didn't last long, didn't have a huge impact. But now, the question is, how did it work out for Janice, first Black woman owner of a Black-owned business? I'll tell you in just a few minutes.